The organization's programs manager Zimbabwe Chimbwa told journalists in the capital today that 2015 has started with a serious disenfranchisement of citizens' rights, characterized by the eviction and assault of dozens of families in Mazowe and Chisumbanje by the Zimbabwe Republic Police. Such actions, he said, had stripped the affected citizens of their guaranteed rights to shelter and dignity.
The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights is deeply concerned by the flagrant defiance of lawful court orders and the unappeasable appetite by state authorities and law enforcement agencies, and in particular to violate and trample on citizens' rights, as has been demonstrated in Mazowe and in Chisumbanje.
He called on the police and government to seriously respect some provisions of the new constitution that protect citizens' rights to shelter and other basic necessities.
What we can only do is what we have done now with the brave team of lawyers that are here, with the clients that are there, to remind the government through our courts of law of what they should and what they shouldn't do.
Chimbwa said it is worrying that eviction cases such as those in Mazowe and Chisumbanje are on the increase on farms and urban areas throughout the country. He said the late implementation of some provisions of Zimbabwe's new constitution is partly to blame for the chaos, adding that acting president and justice minister Emmerson Mnangagwa has clearly failed to make his government conform to the rule of law.
All we can say is he has not given us confidence that he is up to the task as president of this country.
Zimbabwe still needs to align at least 400 old laws with the new constitution. Mr. Mnangagwa could not be reached for comment, but ZANPF member Gabriel Chaiva said allegations by the lawyers' organization that government is violating citizens' rights in Mazowe and Chisumbanje are mischievous and meant to tarnish the country's image. Asked why the court had halted the evictions if it was done legally, he said government was merely respecting the courts and would provide alternative accommodation to the affected in line with Zimbabwe's constitution. The Mazowe families in Mashonaland Central Province were evicted to pave way for a game park that has been linked to First Lady Grace Mugabe. The Chisumbanje villagers in Manicaland Province were brutally assaulted for tilling on land authorities claimed belong to ethanol producer Greenfuel Private Limited, a company in which government has interests. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Mashonaland Central Resident Minister Martin Dina has confirmed that First Lady Grace Mugabe applied for a license to run Arnold Farm, also known as Manzo Farm, as an animal sanctuary.
We have law and order and discipline. So those people is a closed case. They will go. And as I speak right now, the national park is on the ground. They are demarcating and making sure that fencing is done.
The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says it is worried that the government has become the primary violator of citizens' rights.
There is a realization by civil society that they should be addressing broader issues, economic and social issues. But what I see is talk about it. They talk about the need to address economic and social issues rather than addressing them.
And a Zimbabwe civic society activist says non-governmental organizations in Zimbabwe should re-strategize and go back to the grassroots for them to effectively participate in the fight for democracy in the country.
Mashonaland Central Resident Minister Martin Dina has confirmed in an exclusive interview with Studio 7 that First Lady Grace Mugabe has applied for a license to run Arnold Farm, also known as Manzo Farm, as an Animal Sanctuary. Dina this week had claimed that the first family was not involved in seizing the farm from the villagers who settled there in 2000. Police moved in last week to evict the villagers despite a court order to halt the evictions without offering the villagers alternative land. Dina tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that by next week, National Parks will release lions and elephants onto the farm.
We are an organized country. We believe that people cannot just settle themselves everywhere. We respect private property. We respect private rights. We designate clean use, be it urban, rural resettlement, communal, and for wildlife sanctuaries. People must respect that. We are not a banana republic, as I have said. I continue to say that. We have law and order and discipline. So those people is a closed case. They will go. And as I speak right now, the National Parks is on the ground. They are demarcating and making sure that fencing is done. The animals are relocated. We are hoping that within the shortest possible period, by next week, we must have all animals there. Tourists come in to enjoy the great value of the Gomba Valley.
There were reports that these settlers were being evicted to pave way for First Lady Grace Mugabe. Is this true?
Allowed to run the safaris or conservancies granted by government by means of a permit. It be a 5-year permit, a 10-year permit, or a 15-year permit. Affirmatively, the First Lady has applied for a permit to run part of Banzo. We have recommended that she be given a permit because, like another Zimbabwean, she is entitled to engage in the economic affairs of the country and participate as a Zimbabwean. We must learn to respect our leader, particularly of that stature as the First Lady. She is a very humble, very philanthropic, and very organized First Lady. Maybe the best in Africa, if you get my opinion. So I think we must stop this business. I would use the word stop it.
That was Mashonaland Central Resident Minister Martin Dina speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.